Oh my gosh, here we are.
I know.
Hi.
This is crazy.
Hey, I'm Chelsea.
Hi, I'm AJ.
This is our podcast. It's just We Are We. Oh my gosh, here we are.
I know.
Hi.
This is crazy.
You guys. So we've been talking about doing this for what, a year?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is our podcast.
It's just We Are We.
We Are We. You guys.
We even got matching cups. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Some coffee. Mm. Mm. Girl, do you remember where we even came up with this? Like, what? So this has literally been a year in the making, mm-hmm. right? To the day.
Yeah. Literally, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was here this time last year. Well, one of the times. Last year that we started talking about coffee at a morning show. Mm-hmm. A Sunday morning show. Just for people that were curious just about bettering themselves and bettering themselves through God without shoving religion down their throat.
Right, because no one, it's been a bad taste in people's mouths when people talk about religion or God. They tend to, it upsets their flesh.
Oh yeah.
Big time.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yes,
and it does. They get defensive really, really quickly. And I believe it's because they just didn't have that, understanding, that revelation mm-hmm. of how much God really loves them.
Well, we didn't either.
Mine was very recent.
I mean, we're going to have a lot of people say, we know where you were and we see where you are now. Mm-hmm. And like, how, number one, how does that even happen? And number two, do you deserve to be here now?
Yeah.
And yeah,
yeah.
We do.
We do. We really do. And you do too.
Everybody deserves to be here. So, started out with not a Christian lifestyle whatsoever.
Like, no, like, I've always believed in God. I loved God. I knew God loved me. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have that personal relationship with him.
Right.
That he literally yearns for. Like, we're his children.
Right.
Just like, if you have children, you would like a relationship with them, right?
Right.
I didn't have that.
What, did you grow up with religion at all? Did you go to church? Did you know what the Bible even was?
No, I knew the basics. Like, I knew Noah's Ark, and I knew Adam and Eve, and it was just from, school, maybe, like, children books and stuff, but it wasn't ever a conversation in my household.
Right. I grew up Mormon.
Yeah.
In a very secular, strict, cult atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so Mormonism is very much based off your good works. And we all know you cannot get into heaven with good works. It doesn't work that way.
No.
It's where your heart is. But they taught you it's, you have to earn your way in.
Right.
And so I was 36 years old before I finally left that church. And I, you know, my deep-seated beliefs, my roots, still, I have to fight those.
Mm-hmm.
Because
to literally rewire your brain.
You do, because the belief system is wrong there.
Yeah.
And learning a new one after it was ingrained in you, I have to catch myself a lot. So God's grace and God's mercy is just something that was never understood on my part.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought I had to earn it. And now knowing I don't have to earn my way in.
Well, it's because God can't love you any more than he does at this very moment.
Exactly. Exactly. And not having to earn my way in and knowing I'm already in because I'm loved.
Yeah.
And because I committed
mm-hmm.
my life to him.
Yeah.
And you were baptized at 14, weren't you? Is that what you said?
I was 15?
14,
15.
And you had just went to a church with your dad,
yes,
right? And you
yes.
felt moved that
I
day.
I never felt it like that in my life. And I didn't even understand what it was. I didn't even, it wasn't planned.
Yeah.
We were there. We were just there for Sunday service. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, Dad, I want to get baptized. And I didn't
that.
Even know. I just felt a pull and yeah.
Spoke to you and you acted on it. See,
yeah.
That's amazing.
It's so wild to have my mindset where I was to now and actually have a deeper understanding
mm-hmm.
of what that actually means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's deep.
Girls, it's a deep one. I was baptized at 8 in the Mormon church. Like, that's tradition. That's what you do. But I remember even then, even though I was baptized, there was something about that just was wrong to me,
yeah.
even knowing. And I remember trying to express to my mom how I felt about being baptized and kind of swept under the rug as a kid, that you don't know your emotions and you don't really know what you're talking about, and kind of patted on the head and giggled at,
mm-hmm.
which kind of led me to believe that it gave me the idea that baptism wasn't as serious as everybody was trying to make it out to be, because
right.
I was so easily dismissed as a child over
yeah.
that. So I'm just wondering what the experience was differently being that age and knowing what you're committing to versus,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. here you
sure.
have to get baptized, but if you try to have mature feelings about it, we're going to sweep you under the rug until you're just a child and you don't know what you're talking about. And it wasn't just my parents. It was several members.
Really?
And whether the religion teaches that or not, that was my experience with the people of the religion.
Right,
and
right.
so it was really hard.
I can only imagine. Like, and then look where you are now.
I know. I want to get baptized again, though, because I've been baptized by the Spirit.
Yeah.
But that water...
You can tell. Girl, when I first saw you afterwards, like, the healing, girl! You
that
were glowing! I was like... Yes.
Andrew Womack is the man, let me
yes.
tell you guys. And I went to a healing conference of his in Dallas with
so
my
beautiful.
Husband, yeah, in October. And I did not know what being baptized by the Holy Spirit could mean. I heard of it. I knew I wanted it. I thought I was prepared in a good way. You cannot explain that. Now, there are a lot of people that have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, and it was very quiet,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't like...
extravagant things.
There wasn't like this huge climax to it. Like,
right.
it was just quiet, and they just...
Intimate.
Yeah, it was
intimate.
A very intimate... I think the biggest question you and I get asked is, like, what changed all of a sudden? Do you remember where we were? Because
we were literally at a Vampire Diaries convention when we got, what, convicted, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
yeah. Of literal, because the Vampire Diaries, that was my comfort show.
Yeah.
It meant so much to me to be there. And the fact that God spoke to us.
Through that.
Through that? That is wild. Like,
so we're at the convention and we're walking around and we're. Oohing and aahing over
yeah.
all the vampire stuff, looking in our cutesy, looking our best, working it, having a good time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we look over and we hear somebody talking about
Jesus. I wish I would have
known
what he said, that specific thing.
Who was the character, though, again?
Oh, it was, one that was married, or the one that was, like, dating Davina, the witch, in the originals. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Now, she got me hooked on it.
Yeah.
She got me hooked on it, and I watched most of it, almost all seasons, and then The Chosen came out, and there was nothing else I wanted to watch, so
yeah.
I never went back and finished
yeah.
The Vampire Diaries. But we hear him talking about God, and I notice we're gravitating to him.
Yeah. I literally got a painting from him that I had no idea what it even meant.
Well, of all the photo shoot opportunities, the photos you could have bought,
yeah.
You bought a piece of Jesus artwork, like Christian artwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You felt very inspired to do that.
It was crazy because it was like, I can make a fisherman out of you. It was that
Fishers
one.
Of men.
Yes, the fishers of men.
Yep.
And I had no clue what the heck that even means.
Well, he was from Australia, so he painted it on a dock there, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that is such a like beautiful artwork. And I bought it and I...
But we stood there and listened to him. I don't even remember what he said. I just was so drawn
yeah.
to what he was saying. Now, side note, I had no idea how hard my husband was praying at home for us to have a moment with God. And he didn't even know why he was praying that. But he was. Yeah. He was really praying for a change of heart. You know? And... It happened. We were definitely directed. His prayer helped
yeah.
a ton.
Yeah.
But so we bought his, you bought his piece of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we left DC
yeah.
that weekend and came back and visited for a while. And then I flew home And we just started talking about the direction that we were going. And we just, literally, it was, nope, we're done. We didn't just shut the door on anything we were doing in the past. We slammed it shut, locked it, put it in a vault.
Yeah.
Never going back. So,
yeah,
hope that
so
answers
crazy.
Some questions for you.
And honestly, I don't, all I can say is it really was, it was God, and it was my relationship.
It really was
him.
A supernatural intervention.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
So I know all y'all think we've been friends for 30, 40 years now,
yeah.
Right? But we haven't. She hasn't been alive long enough for us to be friends that long. I don't know how many of you know. She's 31.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
Yeah.
And that is a, she's my children's age.
Yeah.
And so, how did we meet?
Social media.
Social media. I saw this girl on Instagram.
Literally social media.
I saw her on Instagram, and I went, girl. And we started talking. We just started talking, and we built a friendship up from there. And we talked for about 6 months on social media.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
She saw I was going somewhere for a trip that she wanted to go. And you messaged me and
which
said...
Which is so out of my character,
yeah.
By the way, because I don't
know. Now knowing
ever.
You, I can't imagine you just being like, I talked to this girl once in a while. I'm going to ask her if I can come with her and her husband on vacation.
That's so weird.
I know. And
that is so weird.
And you were fine. And I was...
I know. I think back at it, though, and I'm like, what the heck?
No.
I mean, I know now, but like...
Yeah.
That is so... I would never just invite myself to do something.
And I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, she wants... Yeah. Yes. I was so excited. And so we planned that trip.
Yeah.
We planned that trip. And we had only talked on the phone at this point. We had not even met in person.
Yeah. I don't even think I heard your voice.
And we hadn't snapped.
No.
We hadn't... No. We, I think we voice messaged back and forth, though, because that's always been our thing.
I don't remember. I don't know.
I think we may have, but she got to the Airbnb first.
Yeah.
And then my husband and I got there, and I walked in, and I looked at her, and she looked at me.
And it's like we knew each other for a lifetime.
Every,
and I'm not even kidding, a lifetime.
All these memories neither of us can either express or get out came
yeah.
flooding back. I don't know
yeah.
how to say that, but we knew each other.
Yeah. It was so wild.
Mm.
And then we just started having all these things in common.
Okay. So
a little weird,
so
but in a good way.
Yeah. I sat down with her mom actually and started
yeah.
having some conversations. Come to find out, my due date
your
was
original
March.
Due date
yeah.
was, yeah, my birthday.
In March for your birthday. Mine was in April. The day I was born was her original due date.
Yeah.
The day I was born was, wait, the day you were born was my original
yeah.
due date. Am I making
yes.
sense?
So we were born on each other's due
dates. Due dates, yes. Which was pretty, pretty incredible. We have a lot of family names that line up that
yeah.
we were just shocked.
Johns, Millers, Richards.
There was a lot of dates that were lining up of significance, like a lot of birthdays and anniversaries on the same day. And
mm-hmm.
while any of these singular things, I don't believe in coincidences, they're, if I could sit and name them, eventually we'll remember everything and we'll
right.
be able to name it all off.
Right.
But like as I just sit here trying to remember, you know, those significant things that just kept happening, that just kept saying...
Right.
We are meant to be intertwined.
Right.
We have a very celestial friendship.
Yes.
And it is incredibly ordained of God.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And he brought
Amen.
Us together at the exact
moment.
Jeremy Camp.
Right for us.
Made for these days. That's our...
Yeah.
Call
yes.
by name and made for these days.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. We're just here to state what we've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And
what we believe.
And our understanding of the truth,
right,
which is correct.
Yeah.
I gotta say that.
Yeah, well, you can.
I gotta stand behind it.
Not right.
Yeah. I gotta stand behind
yeah.
what we're speaking. We
yeah.
also very much believe is the truth.
Yes.
So.
Yes. We are only speaking what we believe
yeah.
is the truth. Well, what is
gosh,
the truth?
And you know, we are just baby Christians figuring stuff out, but what
girl,
we also have is baptism by the Holy Spirit and the stuff that it reveals to us that we would never know or think of.
And some
it's
people,
real.
Yeah, and some people think like, why can't I hear God's voice? Why can't I? It's not a physical voice.
Okay.
It's, yes. It's
Girl, we're going to have to do
a whole
podcast on that because I think that's,
that's
a real struggle
was.
You have had.
Yeah.
Was you thought it was going to be this, AJ, I need you to, right?
I'm like, why can't I hear from him? But that's not. That is a whole deep discussion. We definitely
is.
Have to.
Mm-hmm. We figured out you were. And everybody kind of hears
like this whole
from
time.
Him differently. And I've heard people say, no, it's audible. Okay, it's audible
that
for you.
Is
that's
for
great.
You. But
for most people.
Talk to us too.
Yeah, right? You just freaking nailed the whole point. If you are a soft-spoken person whose feelings get hurt easily, the Lord's going to deal with you very tenderly.
Mm-hmm. The relationship with God is so individual
and
so personal on a level that if people could just get to that little tiny bit of understanding of it.
Beautiful.
Mm.
It's life-changing. Literally, it's life-changing.
It is.
Think of it as your kids. Your kids have two different personalities. They're two different people.
Girl,
right.
I love that.
Literally. Like they are. All of your kids, all
right.
of my kids, they're two completely different. You know what I mean? And sometimes you have to go to them a different way than you have to go to the other one.
Absolutely.
We are all so, so different. And if we can just love each other that way and our families, our kids, our friends, our social media people that we just love, but I'm really excited to do more of these podcasts. This introductory one. Can I even say it? This was fun. I love it. We got to talk a little bit about why we're here and what we're doing, and
I'm so excited. We are we, girl. We are we.
You want to say a prayer?
Oh, Lord. What a blessing it is to be here together. What a blessing it is to have the desire and the change of heart to want to turn to you and represent you and everything that you stand for, Lord. We are so grateful that we have the desire to come on here and teach other people about you and talk about the struggles and the hard things that are happening to each and every one of us and how change is possible. Lord, we love thee.
And as you said in Romans 8:28, you take all things for our
Amen.
Good. And Lord, we are open and ready to receive for our good.
We love you. And in the beautiful, beautiful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. That was so beautiful. Amen.
Amen.